KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It's the beginning of a long process for him. The accused insurance executive killer is going to appear in a New York courtroom for a second time today, this time facing state charges that accuse him of acting like a terrorist. The state and federal prosecutions are expected to unfold simultaneously.
More than 100 million Americans are taking to the roads and the skies, and a fast-moving winter storm could be ready to throw travel plans into chaos as we head into holiday week. This is ABC News. A shopping mall reopening today in Central Texas, 2 days after a man plowed a pickup truck into a department store.
No way he did that!
The parking lot of Killeen Mall was filled with shoppers.
Oh my gosh!
When a pickup truck being pursued by police smashed through the doors of JCPenney.
This was reality.
Jennifer Muniz was inside the mall.
Things you see truly in a movie was actually really happening in front of us.
John Darrell Schultz drove about 100 yards into the store, running over five people before a state trooper fatally shot the 53-year-old. The people he hit are expected to recover. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Magdeburg, Germany today, mourners are laying flowers near the scene of the deadly Christmas market attack on Friday. Authorities searching for a motive as they investigate the suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who came to Germany in 2006. He was arrested at the scene after police say driving a black BMW into holiday shoppers, killing five and injuring hundreds of others. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy, on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. Still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely eye on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle off and on through the day today. It's not going to be a lot, but definitely enough to make roads and surfaces slippery, so take it easy out there today. 34 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33 on Wednesday. Cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm too much.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Very cool.
That is the year without Santa Claus.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
Wisco Paul said, well, at least I don't have to listen to CJ in the morning, and that's a good thing. But it does look like democracy could very well be gone. Love your show. Thank you.
All right. Oh, appreciate thanks. That. Okay. All right. Now, give us a text as well. I know you're participating in the contest, but text us if you have a favorite, ultimate favorite movie, or even a couple of movies.
Christmas
we're going to give
movie.
You our list of favorite Christmas movies.
In we no do particular, this round robin style, or are we just going to each have
in no
10,
particular order?
10 movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we starting at the bottom at 10?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I didn't really
not?
Put mine in any kind of order. I
well,
love them
that's
all.
That's okay. I'll just throw one in just for the heck of it.
Okay.
Home Alone. Anybody like Home Alone?
Yeah, I don't. It was on my list.
Great movie.
Really?
Okay. I've got it at number 3.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci in Home Alone. I mean, he steals that movie.
He does steal
the
movie.
I just love slapstick. I like seeing people get beat up.
Well, you'll like the Three Stooges. Go back in time, my friend.
Home Alone, a great Christmas movie. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we can agree with that one.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I don't know. It's just too violent. Why would you want a violent movie for Christmas? What kind of memory does that create?
There's plenty of
nobody dies.
More violent Christmas. There's Christmas horror movies. There's Christmas slasher movies. Yeah. Those are worse than Home Alone.
The Kid is great, and also, oh gosh.
Well, let me bring up a Christmas horror movie slasher movie, okay?
All right, yeah.
The lovable David Harbour is in Violent Night. He plays Santa Claus.
I've heard of Violent Night. I haven't seen it.
Violent Night is probably one of the best bad Santa movies
I've never heard
ever.
Of that one.
Is Violent it a straight Night. Horror movie or is it like a comedy horror movie?
No, it's kind of both.
Okay.
You know, David Harbour is really a cool guy. He played Magneto or no, what? He was in a Marvel movie. He played a Russian superhero,
okay,
who of course was anti-American, and I can't believe I'm forgetting the name because I know these things by heart. But anyway, he is a lovable character, and he makes a lovable Santa, and he kills people in the movie Violent Night.
Okay.
All but right. These are bad people. They deserve it, right?
Would kids like this, or would you want to keep your kids
I would
away
keep
from
them,
this?
I would keep them up keep and, them. And force them to watch this, because it's close it's close to reality.
Insane.
It's so real looking. Okay. Somebody has up here Scrooge, Matt out in Middleton. I have Scrooge.
Scrooge is on my list too.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill. That is a great movie.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like it at first when I first saw it, and then I resaw it, and I thought, you know, this is kind of fun.
Well, he plays a television executive, which is really great.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, you know, I was looking more at it as a redo of A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
But it really. It just, it's different
thing.
From
it
that.
It kind of stands on its own. Yeah.
It does stand on its own.
Yeah.
So I agree. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to just get to the top of my list.
Okay.
It is Scrooge. Alastair Sim is the guy Scrooge. And this is the best Christmas Carol movie you're ever going to watch.
Oh.
All right. You might want to.
Is this an older
movie? I have cut 56.
Is this an older?
It's a really old movie. It's like from the early 50s.
Yeah, I think
it
was
53 or something like that. So let's play. This is a quote from Marley. All right, listen to this.
Mark me. In life, my spirit never roved beyond the limits of our money-changing home. Now I am doomed to wander without rest or peace. Incessant torture of remorse.
But it was only that you were a good man of business, Jacob.
Business! Mankind was my business. Their common welfare was my business. And it is at this time of the rolling year I suffer most.
Well, now we're talking about business. We're going business.
Pretty
Our government's
traumatic.
Going business. So mankind was my business. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love the way the English say it. My business.
Business.
All right. Yeah. And this is cut 57. Let's just play this great quote from Scrooge.
Okay.
What can I put you down for?
Nothing.
You wish to be anonymous.
I wish to be left alone. Since you ask me what I wish, sir, that is my answer. I help to support the establishments I have mentioned. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there.
And some would rather die. If they would rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
That's great stuff, isn't it?
It is.
That is one of the all-time great movies. There are so many different versions of Scrooge or A Christmas Carol. There's the early one. Seymour Hicks was in it, 1935. And this is memorable only because back in those days, they didn't send people off to mortuaries. They basically had them in their home.
Yeah.
And Tiny Tim was upstairs in a bedroom up there. And this particular movie, Cratchit goes up to visit his son in bed.
Okay.
And it was just a really wrenching scene. Mm. Just sad. Anyway, it's my top of the list movie.
Wow.
Scrooge.
Okay.
I just watched that one, actually. We showed it on film at the Cinematheque a couple weeks ago.
Wasn't it great?
It was great. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Who's
up next?
Yeah, what else?
We've got a few suggestions here. Matt out in Middleton has said Scrooged. And Gordy's, Neighbors.
Yeah, my Neighbors.
Bad Santa.
That's the same one. That's my favorite Christmas movie as far as adult Christmas movies.
It's very adult.
It's very adult, especially if you watch the director's cut, if you get the DVD.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
There's even more to that?
You don't even, don't bring the kids anywhere near the house. I would send them away.
Wow. Okay.
But it is
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob is in it, and he's just over the top. And I heard an interview with him, and he actually admitted there were several scenes where he really is drunk in the movie. That the director encouraged him. Why don't you go have a few and come back? He's a bad Santa.
Yeah.
And he's out of control. In a department
but
store.
But that little heavy kid, you know.
Yeah,
just,
heavy kid, yeah.
I don't know.
He's in it.
I didn't quite understand that character.
Well,
he didn't say much, and then when he said much, it was only to Bad Santa.
But it's, you know, my Neighbors picked that one, and I picked it. So maybe I'll have the Neighbors over, and we can get some popcorn.
Yeah, set up your gazebo out in the backyard.
In the snow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Conrad Krieger, producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's to the people that spend the holidays on the couch watching football, not paying attention to any other conversation. Don't forget to have that special drink in your cup holder. Happy holidays, everyone.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Haven't heard this song.
No. Somehow I missed that one.
I missed that one, too.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
How does he keep coming up with them? Weird Al is just a fantastic musician.
I know. He's great.
Songwriter. The whole thing.
You ever seen the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
That's a great movie.
Hey,
let's go to Mark. Mark's been holding on here.
Forever.
Yes.
Mark, are you still there? Are you still awake? Mark, go ahead.
Still here and still awake. And Father Grinch Stole Christmas is one of my favorites, the first one, the original.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Miracle on 34th Street. And the Scrooge movie is based on the Christmas Carol. It's particularly relevant in this day and age where you've got, we're ignoring, that one of the most terrifying images, if they do it well, is in that movie is not only Jacob Marley, but the ghost of Christmas Present when the two children are beneath his robes.
Yeah.
And the description in the book is even more graphic. But the girl is ignorance and the boy is the girl is want and the boy is ignorance. you know, the brow of the boy has written doom, because it seems like the current crop of MAGA Republicans that are in are ignoring the needs of the people. I mean, they're ignoring the want, and they're just embracing ignorance. Pure and simple, they're just embracing ignorance, and
well said.
The road to doom.
Well said.
I mean, it's just where these guys, no farm bill for Christmas for the farmers. I mean, the uncertainty at Christmas time for the farmers.
That's true.
That, and for so many other people, you know, that and Donald Trump is wrecking things before he gets in. And why people are even listening to Elon Musk, who's made his fortune off of government contracts, is just beyond me.
Musk is a guy who has no worries whatsoever. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, no worries, and yet he thinks he can just meddle and give advice to the government, which he doesn't understand, never really participated in, and now he's actually running the government, giving suggestions to Trump, which is the craziest thing of all. But I got to tell you, isn't it crazy how Republicans can sit there and watch A Christmas Carol or Scrooge and not feel a little guilty, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Mark, thank you for your call.
All right.
Got to move along.
All right.
Thanks, brothers.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've got a few other movies we want to get to here. Die Hard, of course, takes place during Christmas, considered a Christmas movie.
I call it a Christmas movie because it's it happens during Christmas time. It's not about Christmas, but a lot of people watch it during Christmas time. If you watch it only really during Christmas time, then I think it's a Christmas
movie. It makes sense at that point, right?
Anything else?
How about Nightmare Before Christmas? Do love that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop motion. Somebody wrote in and said that was their favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
Is that the Tim Burton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas.
What? Wait a minute.
Part of the Marvel Universe.
I don't think we've said It's a Wonderful Life yet, have we?
Well, we should.
Yeah, that's top
like
of my list.
I love Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart is best.
I'm not.
Hey, Catherine.
I'm not a big fan of the movie.
You don't like Jim? What? Who could not like Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed?
I love both the actors, but I just
Jimmy
the movie
Stewart.
never really did it for me. Isn't that weird?
Jimmy Stewart.
I heard you talk Clinton earlier today. That was pretty funny.
Thank you.
It was a great show. You have fun?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's not done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas. Is that something you saw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Guardians. I love every movie you've talked about.
The Christmas
show? Yeah.
They
did a Christmas show because Star-Lord was from Earth. They thought they would try to bring a little Earth tradition to Star-Lord, and they wanted to find out about Christmas and bring Christmas to Star-Lord so he could celebrate. And they came down to Earth, and they thought that Christmas had everything to do with Kevin Bacon.
Are you making this up?
Degrees of Kevin Bacon because what? Why?
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, they kidnapped Kevin Bacon and put him in outer space.
Okay.
And then he sings the Christmas song in that. And I don't know if I have it, so.
I got to see that.
Right, next time you have Tim Slecker on from Busted Pencils.
Yes.
Broken Pencils, by the way, John.
I know.
Next time you have him on, please play that whole dang song. You did such a good job with that. And the lyrics are, I helped with that. And they're funny. And you've got to listen to the whole thing. I realize the intro is a little much for John to have to hang on to through.
I have an attention deficit.
I understand.
We'll play it next time.
Okay. We will. But, you know, we only had a little bit of time
and
with
guess what? So. We're out of time now. But
I wanted to throw in a Colbert Christmas because Toby Keith does a great song in that. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Right.
Christmas. And Hawkeye. The series on Disney Plus takes place during Christmas.
Excellent.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
While Wisconsin has been fortunate to avoid significant feral hog issues, Wisconsin's northern counties have reported some isolated cases over the years, and these aren't the same hogs that you're seeing when you go to the county fair. Jeff Morris, University Extension Swine Specialist, shares why it's important to be on the lookout.
They thrive, and those sows can have up to 2 litters a year, and with 10 pigs per litter. So you think about just one female can increase that size of their herd by 20. And so anyway, and they were very hardy, so nothing kills them, you know, as far as from weather and that type of thing. So they are so hardy and be able to survive in so many different conditions.
That's our University Extension Swine Specialist, Jeff Morris, along with us. You can hear the full interview with him on our podcast at thefarmwi.com. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee will host a one-day Cultivate and Connect conference that will take place on February 15th at the North Star Conference Center in DeForest. Cultivate and Connect is the Promotion Education Committee's initiative to inspire, educate, and empower Farm Bureau members and agricultural leaders by providing innovative learning experiences, networking opportunities, and actionable insights for advancing Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Another exciting thing coming up is Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be presenting Wheels of Agriculture. It's a special holiday showcase of tractors and farm equipment, open now through January 4th. You can learn more about this as well as stay up to date on all things agriculture by downloading our app at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle off and on through the day today. It's not going to be a lot, but definitely enough to make roads and surfaces slippery, so take it easy out there today. 34 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33 on Wednesday. Cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday Night Football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay, it's time to reach back into the John and Gordy archives, and this goes back a few months. We did an interview with Mike McKay.
And he's talking about vertical thinking, a new way to look at politics.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Mad Radio, WMDX. John and Gordy, the family show, and John is alone today. No, I'm not. I have Sam with me. He's been hanging out with me. We're sipping coffee.
I'm chained to the desk, as always.
Yes. And a great support. We have as our guest this morning, as we always do on Wednesday, and it's Mike McCabe. Sorry, we're not at Short Stack and the wonderful ambiance of being at that cafe.
I miss the crowd.
Yeah, I just love it there. It's fantastic.
And the clanking of silverware against plates. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff moving around in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, the city is alive and well, right? We're going to talk about some very interesting parts of your first book, right, Blue Jean Nation, where you mentioned something about vertical thinking. And, by the way, this is a suggestion from Rocker. Now, you know Rocker well, and he said, he has this great thing about vertical thinking. You really have to ask him about it the next time he's in. And so, I paged through it, and I looked through it, and it is interesting. I think we can kind of relate it to what you were talking about recently in your Short Stack blog.
Substack blog.
Substack, rather.
Short Stack's the place we should be. There.
I know. I'm mixing it all up now. In your Substack blog, you were bringing up something about the progress that Wisconsin is well known for, and a lot of it is, or at least being attempted, to be taken down a little bit, mm-hmm. or repealed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into that a little bit, because I know the vertical thinking thing, we can relate that in regards to this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at what you were discussing on Substack.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to give
the people... The progress that Wisconsin has made.
Yeah, I just wanted to give people a reminder that Wisconsin had a long-standing tradition of leading the nation on public policy making on all kinds of different issues. First state in the nation to create kindergartens, first state in the nation to create a vocational, technical, and adult education system, first state in the nation to create an unemployment insurance program, first state in the nation to create a system for compensating workers injured in the workplace. Over and over and over again, Wisconsin led the way. Social Security was invented here at the University of Wisconsin, and then it was taken national. So Social Security has its roots in Wisconsin. First state to pass a statewide gay rights law. Over and over and over again, Wisconsin pioneered on issues of concern to people in this country, and other states copied us. It's really been about 40 years mm-hmm. since Wisconsin innovated in that way.
Yeah,
we kind of lost our way.
I got to tell you, I'm a little breathless from what you just said. That is amazing that we led the way in all those really important parts of our lives. It almost makes you think that the Republicans aren't aware of any of that, our history, how we came about putting this in place, and we should be proud of what we did.
We should be proud of what we did, but I would say that the Republicans are acutely aware of that history. Because they've got a 900-page blueprint to dismantle it all.
Yeah, that's brand new. Yeah.
And one of the things that bothers me at this particular moment, John, is that the Democrats, for quite a while now, maybe 40 years, have been playing defense. The Republicans have a very detailed agenda of all the things they want to do. And a lot of it is just dismantling things that served people well. Where's the 900-page agenda for the Democrats? Where's the 90-page agenda for the Democrats? If they can't come up with 900, where's 90? And And we've sort of lost that pioneering spirit in Wisconsin. And here the Republicans are holding their national convention in Milwaukee. Milwaukee had its glory days under a string of socialist mayors. And they were known as sewer socialists because they brought sewers to the city. They brought sanitation. Wow. They brought clean water to the cities. But they didn't just build sewers. Mm-hmm. They built a system of local parks, public parks, that were the envy of the nation. They built a system of public libraries. So they met the needs at the time that people had. And people didn't care that they called themselves socialists. They wanted progress. And that does bring me to that whole idea of vertical rather than horizontal thinking. We've been trained, we've been programmed to think about politics horizontally, from left to right.
Right.
And we put people on that spectrum. You're on the left, you're on the right, you're in the middle. And we've been programmed to think horizontally about politics. And what that does is it makes people on one end of the spectrum see the people on the other end of the spectrum as the enemy. A really magical thing happens if you flip that spectrum up on its head and think vertically instead.
Right.
Don't think about who's on the left and who's on the right, but think about who's on the top and who's on the bottom. And what happens then is people who might think of themselves as liberal and another person who might see himself as conservative actually are exactly on the same spot of a vertical spectrum.
They are.
Yeah. You got people, and I'm not just talking about people on top having the most money. But I am talking economically, but I'm also talking about political power. Who's got the most power? Who has the least? Who's got the loudest voice? Whose voice is muffled or can't be heard at all? Who does end up with being the best off? And who's the worst off? And who's really struggling? And there you've got people, some of whom might identify as Republicans, some of whom might identify as Democrats. They're right there at the same spot. They got so much more in common than we've been programmed to believe they do, because we keep thinking horizontally. We keep thinking about who's on the left and who's on the right,
right,
instead of thinking from top to bottom. That's just the way we've been conditioned to think. Well, if we break free of that and think a little bit more creatively, I think a lot of what we face in this country right now, we're facing multiple national emergencies on so many different fronts. And people are afraid because emergencies are scary.
Yes.
And they want something done. And if the only agenda for action is to basically dismantle the federal government and completely reshape it, that is preferable to an awful lot of people to doing nothing, to just staying the same.
Yes.
We can't have a status quo party at a moment when the status quo is crumbling and breaking apart.
And being dismantled.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing, especially, I think, when it comes to health care. I always bring up health care as a great example of the problem that we have, and that is health care, changing it is what people fear. They hate the system they have now. They're just putting up with it, but they're familiar with it. If we changed it and we had a universal health care coverage system in this country, they're worried that something might be there that they didn't know would happen. They're worried and they don't want to change it. They're afraid of that kind of change. And if you just add to it some fear factors that the cult is doing right now, the MAGAs are doing right now in regards to, perhaps withdrawing some kind of care or rationing. They're always worried about that. And the MAGAs and the right wing does bring that up often in order to put that fear in people. If we change, they're going to ration health care. Even though we self-ration constantly, we all self-ration. We do not see the doctor when we should. We try not to see the doctor because we can't afford it, and we don't have the money to pay for that visit. So it's constantly at odds with the better way of doing things and getting health care. So, it's one of the great fears.
Oh, yeah. And it's unfortunate that the Democratic Party, being so afraid of being labeled socialist,
yes,
not realizing that Milwaukee grew dramatically Under socialist leadership, the city was at its best in its glory days under socialist mayors. But now the Democratic Party is afraid of being labeled socialist, so they are afraid of an ambitious approach to healthcare, like a national health insurance program. But hell, not only do people struggle to have health insurance coverage, but in small towns and small cities in our state,
mm-hmm. Yes,
they're even losing their hospitals.
They are.
They have no place to go if they do have coverage to get health care.
And there's money to fund them or at least help them survive, and that money has not been released.
Yeah.
The Republicans refused to release that money.
But the bigger solution, of course, right. would be raising Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement rates so that hospitals, yes, that take those patients can actually do so without going broke.
Right.
And you know, there's this concern about spending money on health care, and so people go without medical care. Well, can you blame somebody who doesn't have a hospital to go to when they're facing a medical emergency, thinking, I just want to blow the system up?
Mm-hmm.
I just want something dramatic to change, because I can't, housing is another huge problem. I can't make rent. I'm a low-wage worker, and I have a hard time paying rent. I'd like to be a homeowner. How will I ever be able to afford a house at the prices today? And then where do I go when I'm sick if there's no hospital in my local community? That's what a disturbing percentage of the population is facing.
Right.
When those conditions exist, my goodness, that's where you need leaders like Milwaukee used to have, who say, you know, we're not going to have contaminated water. We're going to build sewer systems, and we're going to build water treatment plants, and we're going to make sure that people don't get sick when they drink the water that comes out of the faucet. And today we face similar crises, and the only party with an ambitious agenda seems to be the party that wants to dismantle
That's
everything.
That's right. Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point about the socialist in Milwaukee. Let's say the Democrats decided to play up that history. Be proud of it.
Right.
Be proud of what they were able to accomplish in Milwaukee, or even in the state for that matter, as socialists. So is it such a bad thing to have? I mean, we all have become used to having that kind of system in place. Now there's talk about dismantling that system because we don't really need it. And it's always tax cuts that are promoted and less spending for the public. And it's weird because we spend our money, we are taxed that money, and all they do is they hold it someplace and then they give a tax cut and the wealthy people get the money back.
Right.
And we don't get the benefits of paying our taxes.
Right.
We're paying taxes. We should get the benefits. It should be spent on us.
Right.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? And we should, I really think we should play up the socialist angle. What happened when we were socialists in Milwaukee and in this state, and how we progressed and all of the benefits that we have, and now they're being threatened.
And that word has been demonized. And the socialist has been turned into a boogeyman. But the socialist mayors that Milwaukee had were practical leaders.
Yes.
They just wanted to solve problems, and they wanted to make life better for people, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were drinking contaminated water. The drinking water was blended with the sewage, and people were sick.
Yeah.
And so they said, let's build sewer systems, and let's build water treatment plants so that the water that people drink is actually clean and won't make them sick. And let's build public parks so people have a place to recreate. And let's build public libraries so people who can find books that maybe they can't afford one in a bookstore, but they can go find one at a public library and expand their horizons that way. They were very practical leaders, and they grew Milwaukee. Milwaukee grew explosively and has really been in decline,
yeah,
since the era of socialist mayors went away.
Man, you just summed it up. I mean, you should just write the platform, the frame. The frame is very important, and you just came up with the frame. That's how it should be framed. That's the offensive that we should be on. At this point, we've got Mike McCabe in the studio. ABN House is his Substack blog, and we'll be right back with more on the John and Gordy Family Show.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text SPARK to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 42424. That's SPARK to 42424.
The statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Gordy's out sick today. And we're taking your calls as well. Mike McCabe is our guest right now, and we have some callers who might have a few comments about what we've been discussing here, and that is to take the more progressive approach to things or the more socialist approach, where a lot of things got done in the state that we should be very proud of nationwide. We should be proud of it. And if we just played it up a little bit, maybe people would be more convinced about keeping some of the stuff we've already put in place. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mark first on the John and Gordy Family Show. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, something that Captain popped in my head, but Paul Weyrich back in the 70s was complaining about too many people voting, and he was complaining about too many people believing in good government. And the whole purpose of government is supposed to be good government, to provide for the people. I mean, even going back to the Declaration, which some of these Republicans, they like to mouth some of the words of, but they don't seem to understand, is that one of our beefs against the British government at that point in time was not providing services for the American people who are paying their taxes, and but that's not getting laws passed to for the good of the people.
And again, I've mentioned this before. I think tax cuts take money out of the general fund. Spending on the public also takes money out of the general fund. Pick which one you think you can benefit from. All right, Mark, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Kurt now on the other line. Thanks for calling the family show. What do you got, Kurt?
Good morning. I think you're missing a key component to the breakdown. If you look back, I was born in the 60s, Kennedy, and I'm not as good as Mark at quoting things, but Kennedy basically messages, what can you do for the government, not the other way around. Then Reagan came along and said, the government is the problem, and we need to reverse that. And then things were kept in checks and balances, because back then we actually had a news force that was accurate and fair. And now the Republicans, for the longest time, are dismantling classes in high schools and grade schools, civics as an example. And you have a growing mass of people that are no longer have critical thinking skills. And in the news, Wisconsin, 50-year-old people and above think that Biden is going to take away their Social Security and Medicare. I mean, if you don't have a voting base that's capable of critical thinking and rational thinking, you can try to do everything you possibly can. It's not going to change it. So the root cause, as far as I'm concerned, are the people pulling the levers, the voters. Mm-hmm. How are you going to change that mechanism?
That's a very good question, Kurt. What do you think, Mike?
Well, as I mentioned before, Wisconsin created the first kindergartens in the country and the first system of vocational, technical, and adult education in the entire country. Civic education was an invention of people with foresight, mm-hmm, who realized that if we're going to govern ourselves in a democracy, we have to be educated. And we have to understand the workings of government. Well, civic education has been more or less dismantled. Mm-hmm. It's not...
Well, they
require seriously.
A civic test in order to get out of school.
Yeah, but there is virtually no civic education compared to what we used to have.
Yes.
There's
yes.
been so much emphasis on math and science, and you know, civic instruction has just been sort of pushed to the side. Mm-hmm. Well, there were people with great foresight many years ago, generations ago, who said, we've got to have a robust system of civic education, and we have to have a free press, a diverse free press, so that there's information for the people to make good decisions when they go to the ballot box. If we're going to govern ourselves into democracy, we have to have that. And there's been decades now of attacks on those systems. Well, now we have to reinvent these things, and we have to talk ambitiously about what we need to build, mm-hmm, as people did generations ago. And they convinced the American people that these were vitally important things, and they were put in place in places like Wisconsin, and then other states looked at Wisconsin and said, let's do that, because that state has right. it together. That state's going places. Let's do that. And Wisconsin's lost that pioneering spirit. So the caller's right. You know, there are many dimensions to the problem, many emergencies that need attention, but we currently have political leadership that's sort of saying, well, let's keep things constant. Let's just keep things the way they are. And then you've got another political force in this country that's saying, no, let's just dismantle it all.
Yeah.
Let's just tear it all down.
Yeah.
And that resonates with a lot of people who are frustrated, who can't make enough money to make rent. They don't even have a hospital to go to when they get sick. They're living in unacceptable conditions as far as they're concerned. And if the option is staying put or blowing stuff up and dismantling things, they'll take the dismantling.
Right. Try something different.
Yep.
And that's what it's always been about.
Yep.
I think at the same time, we have so many media sources now. And I think maybe everybody is being inundated to the point where they're just checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a party that's saying they're all fake news.
Mm-hmm.
So you have too much information. People check out because too much information is out there. And then another source is saying it's all fake news anyway. Why pay attention? So they're just listening to what people say to them. They're not looking into the facts or yep. what's behind it. And no one ever expected to have a party that just lied, just purely lies and makes it sound like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think the founding fathers even imagined something like that happening.
Yeah, well, you know, propagandists are on the march, you know, and when facts are shared, they say those are fake. And then they lie through their teeth and claim that it's the solemn truth. That calls for robust education.
Absolutely.
So that people can see through that.
Well, I hope we can help people out a little bit here on the program. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us. Abion House on Substack, not Short Stack. And I appreciate you being here this morning.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us, the John and Gordy family.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News.